From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The check is in the mail, or at least it will be soon. President Bush signed off on a plan to give individual taxpayers up to $600 as early as May, plus another $300 per child if they meet income guidelines. This move comes on the heels of economy experts warning of a recession and a disappointing unemployment report in January. In fact, today, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress that the country's economic outlook looks bleak. But for people who have to choose between buying groceries and paying the heating bill, the extra cash may give them short-term comfort, but no long-term security. In just a moment, we'll talk to two economists about what people are really going to have to deal with if things get tight. But first, we have Sandra Robertson, the executive director of Georgia Citizens Coalition on Hunger. That Atlanta-based organization works with low-wage earners and people who are transitioning off of public assistance. Sandra, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, you know, a lot of people think that work is the answer to poverty, but if so, why are there people who we call the working poor?
Well, because there are a lot of people working that aren't earning enough income to sustain a living wage situation. They're making $7, sometimes $7.50, $8 an hour, but that's not enough to take care of a family of two or three children. And so the reality is that families, many families are working every day. Many of them are working full time and even overtime and are still living below the poverty level.
Can you give me a specific example of something a family is going through now in terms of what folks are dealing with in this kind of economy?
Well, I have, through our organization, the Georgia Citizens Coalition on Hunger, we have a hunger hotline, and we get a number of working families that are struggling to make ends meet, and they come in looking for food assistance. We had one family that had four or five children, a grandmother and a mother. They were living in a car, working at temporary work jobs, but sleeping in their car at night because they could not afford a place to live, a permanent place to live. It is outrageous. And this was a family that was very conscientious about trying to get on their feet. And eventually we helped them to find a location for housing, and they were able to get additional work. But for several months, they were in this limbo, and they were really having a hard time and could not find the kind of assistance that they needed to sustain them during this time when they were en route of being in a place to live and trying to find work and all of those various conditions. We have other situations where families are living in shelters. Sometimes they have jobs, and they are still not able to find an apartment. Today, it's very challenging to get an apartment because you have to have a significant down payment most often, and you also have to have good credit. They do credit checks now, and unfortunately, a lot of low-income families have had difficulty with their credit situation, so they don't always have the highest credit scores. And so it makes it very challenging for families living on the edge.
When you think about what's going on today in terms of folks settling into the idea that there's going to be some tough times ahead, the government saying we're going to hand out some checks to people in the form of tax rebates or incentives to spend money, is that going to help the families you're talking about?
Well, it'll be a short-term spike in that individual family's situation. If it's a family of two adults, a man and a woman, you know, a married couple, they'll get $1,200, and $1,200 will be a significant spike in their income for a short period of time. And likewise, with individuals, they'll get $600. And I think any of us, if we had an extra $600 in our hands, would be a nice thing. And it would help us maybe through that month or the next, maybe even couple of months. But it's going to be very short term. And I think what we need is to have more long-term solutions to correcting the problems that our overall economy is facing. We need jobs, quality jobs that pay living wages. And this has been a long growing problem in our economy. And it needs to, we need to have our leaders, our public officials, both at the national level and local levels, begin to have serious dialogue about how we're going to have an infusion of quality jobs that help to sustain families, not part-time, temporary, low-wage jobs with no benefits, no health care, no time off, no vacation time. And that's what a lot of workers are facing today. And it's creating a lot of stress and a lot of economic crisis for families.
Well, Sandra, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Sandra Robertson, the executive director of the Georgia Citizens Coalition on Hunger. She spoke with us from the studios at Georgia Public Radio in Atlanta. So.